I wonder if we should start fact checking each other mid show, just chat GPTing things.
I am chat GPTing right now. Oh. Hold on.
Did you see? Okay, so people are going into chat GPT psychosis from using it too much.
I did see that.
Yeah, I'm waiting for.
What does that mean?
Waiting for you. It's just like because you.
I am chat GPT.
I know everything. No, people.
I am chat GPT.
People are losing their shit from using it too much. It's bad for us. You're smoking cigarettes digitally. Yeah, look at you just fucking puffing fucking darts. Darts. It's a Chicago thing.
What? Wait, are we live?
Yeah, you're cooking.
Fuck yeah, dude.
We're cooked.
Yeah. Do the intro or me?
I did it last time, your turn.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to This Might Be Toxic, episode fucking 8. Hey, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? Long time no see, dude. We live completely different lives now.
We do. I miss you.
I miss you too. You asked me if I was dating somebody. I'm like, no, my life's in turmoil. How about you?
I miss when you were my babysitter.
Don't worry, Jacob will drive. He's such a responsible adult.
He's so responsible.
It's so great to wake up before him with a panic attack and he's just there. On my couch that I fuck on. Yeah. Such a good friend to me.
You are.
But yeah.
I miss you. I need you. I need you back in my life. Shit's really spiraling.
What's going on?
Oh my God.
Let it on out.
It's hot.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
It's that alcohol coming out of you. We're not fucking. I'm dropping all the tea now.
This might be toxic.
Yeah, dude, I'm this.
I actually have some fun stuff to talk to you about later.
Okay.
But anyways, we're back. Why does it feel like we haven't been here in a while?
We really haven't.
Well, because Gage was on our show.
Yeah.
Our show. I have a show.
Gage, let's go, Bob Barker.
Yeah, Gage was on our podcast, and that was really, really fun.
Yeah.
It was different having a guest because it almost like threw off the dynamic for a minute, but it was cool.
You go into interview mode more.
Yes.
Right. So yes. I think that's just like what you got to like work to, because it's like I think when you have a guest on, it's like, okay, his following wants to hear him. It's his podcast kind of at that
sure.
point. Yeah. So, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. I think we'll do that. But I still like the
one-on-one dynamics. Yeah. Always fun. That's how we started it. That's how we're just going to roll with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so that's probably why it feels like a while, because it hasn't just been me and you for a minute.
It really hasn't. Also, I mean, like, we used to hang out like every fucking day, and now it's like.
Now you're doing way better and I'm doing worse.
I don't know about better. I've been fucking depressed.
Really?
Yeah. Well, like, not in a bad way. I think, like, depression has this, like, negative connotation where you're just, like, fucking. I just, like, haven't felt like I've wanted to do anything lately. Like, I went to that concert, which was really cool.
Yeah, how was it?
It was nice. So, that was my first concert ever sober, and then first 4th of July sober. Yeah, I've never done a concert sober.
No way.
Yeah, so it was cool. It was really cool. Like, it was nice. It was on those liquid deaths, man. I was hydrated as shit.
Yeah.
But, no, it was really cool. Really fucking, you know, vibey people there. Met some people from Canada. Really fucking sick fucking show.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who was the artist again?
Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, so Mike, previously Mike Studd.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was a vibe, man. It was really fun.
Did you see fireworks?
No, I didn't even stay awake for fireworks.
Oh, yeah, no. I didn't either.
Did you?
I stayed awake, but I didn't.
You just weren't there mentally?
No.
Boom.
Yeah.
Why is it so loud?
Yeah, what the fuck is in the sky?
What'd you do?
I went to Mother's Ruin with Paulina and James.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, it was cool. It was very chill.
Okay, for sure.
But I'm used to, you know, being on the beach every 4th of July, so this is the first 4th of July that I was in Tennessee.
And you haven't done the fireworks? You didn't do the fireworks when you got here last year?
I did fireworks. We were just at a friend's house.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. As long as you've seen it.
Yeah.
Once you get the idea, you're all right.
Have you ever been to a sounds game?
No. Sorry, I had like a burp that I was holding in at the same time.
It's really cool. And they have an insane fireworks show.
Sounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, wait.
It's like baseball.
But every time that they do
it. I don't know if it's every time, but I went to one, I think, 3 weeks ago or something, and the fireworks show was like better than EDC.
No shit.
Yeah,
really?
Well,
dude, Nashville,
I'm
telling you.
Fucking. Have you been, Taylor?
To one game, yeah.
Did they have fireworks?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know why, but it was crazy. I was like, is it gonna stop?
Yeah.
It was nuts.
It's not MLB, right? It's just like, what is
no,
Sounds?
It's like a tier below.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, I was figuring that was
super
it.
Cute, super fun. There's like so much to do. It's cute.
I've been wanting to go to a Predators game.
Me too.
Yeah.
We should go.
I wanted to do a TikTok about that because I thought it was funny as shit. Like, what a name choice, right?
Yeah, I like it.
This is Predator County.
Yeah.
Like
the Preds.
No, but like child predators.
Oh.
Like it just sounds funny to me. Like, no, like it's a choice.
I thought about the movie Predator.
No, I was thinking like like people that molest kids. Like, because it's just funny. Like, imagine rolling up to somebody's house. Like, it would never not make me laugh if I saw like reserved for predator parking only. Like, you know what I mean? Reserved for predators.
Fucking crazy.
Or imagine being a Predator and not getting the memo that was a sports team. Be like, I heard they love us in Nashville. It's like let's go Preds everywhere. They're like really in favor of us doing our thing.
I just think of the movie Predator.
Well, I mean, that's probably what a normal brain does, but I just think, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, there's a lot of predators
unless
in our neighborhood.
Chris Hansen.
Yeah. Well,
have you seen that?
Yeah, of course I have. It's fucking terrible.
It's insane.
Oh, it's fucking, it's like, why, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are
you? She's like, the, what do they call it? What is she? Like,
who?
A decoy. Oh, they call her the decoy.
Oh, the little kid?
Yeah.
Dude.
The fake kid.
Yeah. Which is almost
like,
as worse.
And he's like, the decoy then leaves the room, and then Chris Hansen pops out. He goes, so how are them cookies?
I just came over here to chill and have pizza with a 12-year-old.
That's the most fucked up. To me, that's like the worst hell you could ever experience.
There's no living that one down.
No. Like, and the decoy is always like, I made these fresh cookies. Here you go. And then the fucking predator's just eating the cookies. And Chris Hansen comes out. So you got an appetite, huh? For 12-year-olds?
He always comes out with the same line. What are you doing here? We've been reading your messages online.
And the person is always like, silent.
Who's,
what? This is a horrible opening conversation.
Who signs their kids up to be a decoy? Like, oh, no. What bad parenting?
No, it's not a kid.
No, it's a little person. It's like they're younger.
No, it's an adult that looks young.
Oh, I thought it was an actual kid. I'm like, what a balls. Like,
no,
what
that's
if it was
why
just...
it's called a decoy.
Oh, what if
it's not a real child. Fucking weirdo.
I didn't know. I thought they were just kids. I was like, no. What if you had a really rambunctious molester like an, that just ran
it's
in?
It's like an 18-year-old girl that looks really young who like took all these really that's fucked dope. Up fake pictures. Anyways,
they could have just role played.
Predators leading into Chris Hansen.
Go Preds. Anyway, what have you been up to this weekend? oh, fuck.
Oh my god! Honestly, I didn't have 4th of July plans, so I was just kind of like
winging it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't want to do the Broadway thing, even though I've never seen it, and I heard that the view is awesome. Broadway reminds me so much of Vegas.
I get so overwhelming. I have too much social anxiety to do it anymore.
I hate the parking situation. You can't drive your car there because it's going to be $50 to park.
Yeah.
Then it's $50 to Uber there, no matter where you are, especially on a holiday weekend.
Yep.
And then getting an Uber out it's just a nightmare. And then lines. Yeah, you went to Broadway on Friday. How was it?
Well, I went early, so I went to Barstool for like a – so the guy I went to a concert for, he was doing the Q&A, right? So
yeah.
Like I was like, cool, I wanted to just roll up to that. And I was so fucking tired, and I was already just getting anxious. Like as soon as I got down there, I was like, there's just too many people.
Ugh, and it was so hot.
Yo, dude, it was ridiculously hot. I was fucking dying, and it just – like I went and I even left early. I was bummed. I was just like, I just can't do it. Like
yeah.
I just can't be fucking down there forever.
Yeah, it's –
yeah.
And but it was cool, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was cool. It's weird. It's weird doing things sober because like fucked up. Like I can stay in a place longer, and then like sober, I'm just like I just don't like this vibe.
Yeah,
yeah. But
I posted a thing, and I was seeing what people wanted us to talk about.
Oh,
did you have any topics that you were like?
Yeah, Love Island.
I didn't watch it.
No, I don't watch it either. No,
oh.
But no, me and Taylor were talking about it. Like, because I had this joke that I had written, and I don't know, I put it on TikTok, but I wanted to like elaborate on it because I thought it was funny. But like everybody loves islands, right? So it's Love Island, Temptation Island, Fuckboy Island.
Temptation Island was crazy.
Yeah, but nobody enjoyed Epstein's Island, and he started it all. Like, you know what I mean?
Pedophiles, but, Epstein. Dude, are you okay?
No, listen.
Maybe you should have a drink.
Hear me out. This is a joke. It's a joke, but listen. He missed his mark for people that just like islands. Like, how cool would that show have been? Forced to Love Island? Like, how gangster would that shit have been?
Epstein Island?
Epstein Island, dude. It's the same. Dude, have you read all the fucking articles about the people who have been on that shows and they get all suicidal?
Wait, what?
Dude, you go on that show and you get this instant quote-unquote fame, right? Yeah. Like, it's instant fame. But again, like, you have no ascension. So you were, like, for the most, not to say that you're nobody, but you're not anybody in the entertainment industry. Yeah. And then you just blow up.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to Taylor, and, like, the way that they edit these fucking things, right, is you have no say-so.
Yeah.
So if they want to make you look like a fucking lush, whore, whatever they want to make you look like, they're going to make you look like it. So it's like, again, the joke would be like, okay, Epstein forced all these people to be here, and it's fucking terrible and kids. But, like, the joke would be like, you'd have so many celebrity cameos. Like, you got fucking Obama there. Trump rolled up a few times. DiCaprio's been. Jamie Foxx. So it's like. Like the celebrity guest star.
Is Epstein still alive?
No.
He killed himself, right?
Allegedly.
Oh, yeah.
He was on protective custody and somehow just slipped through the cracks and got to fucking hang himself.
Who's that other guy that was really bad?
All of them.
Oh, but like, what's that? Is he like a director or something?
Oh, Weinstein.
Yeah, is he alive?
Yeah, he's alive.
Oh.
I like, it's so weird to like think about it because it's like, I feel like there's people that were really victimized, and then there was people that did it just to like get into the industry.
Did you see Blink twice?
Yeah.
With me?
No, I didn't watch it with you.
Oh.
But I did see it. And
who
did
you watch it with?
Myself.
Liar.
I swear to God. Why do you think I'm dating people?
I'm just kidding.
I ain't fucking, yeah, dude, I'm fucking sex deprived and fucking alcohol. Well, I'm not deprived of alcohol, but.
Nobody's deprived of alcohol. It's actually a trap.
Yeah, it is a trap.
It's a fucking trap.
That's why we stick to our non-alcoholic beverages.
You don't know who World of T-Shirts is, huh?
No.
Fuck. Do you? I'm on the brain rot side. We're on such different sides of the internet.
I like the Pointer Bros.
I showed you who Lily Tino was,
though. Showed me Lily Tino. You showed me Content Monster. What the fuck is it called?
Content Machine.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're fucking funny. Yeah. But what did you bring? Okay, what's T-Shirt Monster? What is it? What was it?
World of T-Shirts, but it's irrelevant.
Okay.
But let's get into these topics that people ask me about.
Hold on. Do you think Love Island is porn?
What?
Okay, look, like, okay, I watched the show for the fucking sake. I watched it at your house. I was hanging out at your house, and I was like, I'm just going to click it on and see what it is.
I don't think it's porn.
Really?
I know. So like Temptation Island, I will compare it to that. Why? Because they like fuck in the shower and they show it?
No. Porn is anything that stimulates you, right, for sexual arousal. That's what pornography is.
Mm-hmm.
Softcore, whatever it may be. So I clicked on the show because everybody was talking about it. I'm like, okay. And everybody's like, you got to watch it.
Yeah.
So I clicked it on and I'm like, I've stopped watching porn, right? So I don't watch porn anymore.
You don't?
Like, no.
At all?
No.
When was the last time you watched it?
Oh, fuck. Like 6 months now?
Really?
Yeah.
It's better, huh?
It's definitely, I'm able to get fucking boners normally again now.
I know.
Yeah, do you?
Well, I watch porn.
Yeah.
And I think some people like frown upon women watching porn. Like my ex would be like, it's weird you watch porn. Girls don't watch porn. I'm like, I think they
pretty sure
do.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
But
absolutely.
Like made me feel like such a weirdo for admitting that I watched porn. Yeah, I'm a freak.
There's so
I guess.
Many other things that make you a weirdo.
Yeah, I know. That's like such the most simple one.
But when I watch that show, I'm like, okay, for the first view of everybody, right, is like they come out oiled up and you see abs, bulge, ass, tits, everything it's zoomed in too.
Yeah.
So you're watching all these sexual arousal points and then it's like them being flirty and how like, you know, like they're basically teasing the camera. Like I'm just here for fun and I just want, and it's like, my name's David and I just want to fuck whatever it may be. So, and then the whole point of the show is like, you're waiting for these people to hook up. So you want drama and you want sex appeal and you want sex. And I'm like, this is pornography. Like it's straight up porn, but it's one's more accepted than most.
Right.
Right. So if you see people fucking, that's bad. But if everything, you get everything but the sex.
Right.
So I thought it was just fucking hilarious.
Well, I think that's like a lot of the premise behind a lot of films or TV shows. Like they need the sex appeal for certain people. And I always thought that was weird because it's accepted because it's sold in this way.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Yeah.
Like you're right. I totally agree with you.
And it, like the fucking, the amount of like, okay, you take a show like The Bachelor, in what realm of the world is it cool for one guy to date 12
fucking women
at the same time, and everybody's cool with it, right?
Yeah.
If you tried to do that in real life, you suck, right?
Yeah.
So, but it's just the body dysmorphia thing, right? Because all these people are perfect,
right?
They only cast hot people and like objectively good bodies, whatever.
Sure.
Like, even if the face ain't all that, it's like we just need body. So it's like body dysmorphia, the way to fall in love, like these crazy expectations to fall in love are nuts. And you watch it on TV, so you normalize it.
And they put them on these like insane dates that are not real life experiences.
Yeah, like you're not doing these things where it's like fucking, it's not real, but you fall into
it. It's genius though for the people that created it.
Yeah.
You know, they're making a dumb amount of money. Like, it's genius.
Well, even
it's entertainment.
Even
you know?
Marketing, though. Like, think so if it's like, okay, cool, like, this will sell more dates at this, and then restaurants or fucking date places can be like, cool, we'll amplify it. Yeah. We'll say, Love Island cocktails, Love Island this, and it's like, I'm part of that, right?
Yeah.
It's so weird. I was just fascinated with it.
Yeah, it's cool that you think that deep into it. I think like that, too.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it's true, and it's all money.
Yeah.
And it's all for money.
It fucks my brain up, like still to this day, because I'm like, if this is what the masses think is normal, then I'm not even fitting people's normal. You
right.
know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I think for girls, it's got to be 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Because you're not even fitting normal body projections. Like, it's, oh, she doesn't look like, what's her name, Huda?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the fuck.
I've just seen her stuff, like, because TikTok.
Yeah.
You know?
And she's probably cool. She's probably not like how she is on the show at all. And it's like, but the portrayal of her and what she does.
Yeah.
It's like that. Everybody wants her now.
Yeah.
The wild girl. Is she Latina?
I don't know. She looks Persian.
Yeah. She looks like one
like
of
that.
The two.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so guys look at that and it's like, oh, it's hot. It's sexy. She's feisty, right? So you're falling in love with toxicity.
Yeah.
It's just funny. I don't know. I thought it was a trip.
Well, I think the dating shows, the dating apps, all of these things that we're so used to now has ruined dating and it's ruined falling in love. And I think that's why Jade came over today and we were talking about it and like, I'm 35 and I'm just so over it. Like, I'm so over it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're single too. It's a weird fucking world we're living in right now.
I want to date and then be done.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally,
like, I want my person and I don't want to do it again.
I think
everyone feels like that though. It's just really hard to find that.
It's like that's why I don't date too, because I'm like I'm like an intimate dude, right? So I really get into like, I like the lame shit, you know? So it's like, it's hard for me to really like doing something with this girl and then transferring it over to somebody because it feels weird.
Okay, so like, remember last time we were on, you were like, is liking two people at once weird?
Yeah.
There is like a weird guilt when that happens. But I feel like you always like, one person always stands out. I feel like you can't fully like two people at once. Do you? Can you equally like two people at once?
No. Like, I don't know. Because like, there's levels of like. This is what I've made it into, right? So there's levels of like. And it's not more than the other. It's just like, I love this about this person. Like, I really like this. And then people always tell you like, oh, it's polyamory. I'm like, no, I don't want to do polyamory. It's just, I really enjoy this person and I really enjoy what this person brings. And I really enjoy this person and I like the way that they think and I like the way that they talk. But I get weird and like, I won't talk to anybody because I'm like, I feel like a dick because I'm talking to this girl like this. And then if I talk, so I just stop talking to fucking everybody.
It's the healthiest thing to do.
It's
dating is so hard.
Yeah, and it's like, I also just don't want to fuck anymore. Like, I don't want to fucking sleep around. Like, I really just, I've lost that drive to do that. Feels weird on me.
I lost that drive a while. Like, sleeping around is, it's so bad for you mentally, physically.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not good. I haven't found joy in that. I don't think I've ever found joy in it, but like, definitely now it's not something that I would ever want to just sleep around just because.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I think I had an addiction. Like, when I go, like, look back, and it's weird because you can't, when you think addiction, right, you think somebody on the street shooting up, whatever. But it was like the amount of times that I was late to things just to, like, masturbate or to have sex, or like, I would put things off to, like, sex people or just to have sex, right? And I would do all this. And then if I didn't sleep with somebody when I went out, it was like a failure of a night. And I'd be like, well, I got to sleep with. And it was like, I was just chasing the feeling because, you know, they call the I think we talked about this, but the orgasm in French is called la petite muerte. So it's small death, right? Your little death, because everything goes away. right? So you get to fucking come and everything goes away. And you're like, oh, you feel great for that fucking whatever second, right? And
God, isn't it crazy that it doesn't last that long? But it's like we fucking chase that.
Well, you want...
It's weird.
Well, you want this buildup, right? For guys, I think it's a smaller buildup than women, but it's like, can I get this girl? This girl likes me. I fucked, right? Great. And then, phew. And then it's like, you got to do it again. This different girl likes me. Okay, now she likes me a lot. Fuck, we fuck. Phew. And then you go down. With women, you guys have this crescendo of like... Okay, he chased me, but I got to chase him a little bit. And there's like this, you know, this interaction between us and he's tempting. And like, I don't know too much about him. So he's alluring and it's like mysterious. And then you try to figure out all these things. And then it all kind of boils into like that. It's like a foreplay thing for you guys the whole way up.
Yeah.
Where guys, it's just very like banging. Like, does she like me? I got her. Bang. Done.
Also, I feel like when, as you get older, what you're attracted to changes. Like what you look for in somebody changes.
Yeah.
Like, when I was younger, it was about the way someone dressed or the way they looked. Now I'm like, it's so much more about like how strong they are mentally. Like when I think of a man, I'm like, it's not about having abs. It's not about how much money. It's like the way that you can talk. I don't know. It's intelligence is very attractive the older that I get. Does that make sense?
100%.
Yeah.
I think for me, I've avoided saying that it's not looks anymore, because I think that downplays how people look, because I think I find people attractive in way different ways.
Yeah.
Because I can think somebody's the hottest person on the fucking planet, right? And then I think somebody else is equally as hot, but maybe they don't look the exact same.
Right.
So I think when I say that, or like when people say like, oh, it's not even about looks, I kind of feel like I'm shit. I say jokes about it all the time, but it kind of feels like you're shitting on new people in your life.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're not as hot as these previous people, but you're better in this element.
Right.
Because I think you're just as hot.
Right.
I think you're just as sexy. So I'm not going to say, oh, I'm done with hot girls or whatever. Like, I think it's just like this. I'm trying to eliminate it from my vocabulary.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But it is true.
Like, if somebody were to tell you, it's like, yeah, I don't go for hot girls anymore. It's like, I'm looking for personality. That's why I like you. It may be a good thing.
Well, I would never say that to someone.
You structure, it's a hard thing to say. So I just lean on, like, I just find, there's, everybody's hot to me that I like.
Yeah, of
like,
course.
I look at them on an equal playing field of hot.
I'm just saying, like, what you're attracted to changes, obviously, as you get older. You know, like, it's not even about, like, also, like, I this sounds very cliche, but like, I do think that looks are subjective. Like, I think what is hot is subjective.
Oh yeah, 100%.
You know, like, definitely, like, the type of man that I'm attracted to versus like maybe what Jade is attracted to, my friend.
Yeah,
totally different, you know.
It's, but that's the beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I think everybody needs to watch Shallow Hal again.
Movie.
It's such a good movie.
Have you seen that movie, Taylor? Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Jack Black was, what a good, like, that movie needs to come back. Not, they don't need to remake it, but it's just,
I feel like it would offend people like nowadays.
But I think now it's like they probably wouldn't make her fat. There would be something else. But it's like the concept is such a beautiful concept.
It's such a good movie. I'm going to go home and watch that, actually.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it should come back. But anyway, we got through all that. But what were the questions?
Yeah, so I wanted to, also wanted to talk to you too about like doing, people have requested doing call-ins like during our podcast.
Yeah.
So like going live and letting people call in and ask questions would be fun.
100%.
So I think the next episode we should do that.
That'd be fun.
But someone asked, let's see, keeping pictures of your ex in your phone when you're in a new relationship.
I guess I have a, you want me to answer it first? Like, my thing is, one, it's very difficult to delete everything. And then two, it's like that person was a person in my life. So depending on what the picture is, like if it's you two like making out and shit, like maybe those go. But also it's like, I'm never mad at, I appreciate the fact that you've loved people before. And I understand that. And the fact that it's your phone again, our phones are a modern day diary. It's your past. It's, you guys went to fucking Japan together, or you went here together. And there's, it's like a really nice picture and it's a moment. It doesn't mean you're still attracted to that person, but you really got to know your person.
That's such a refreshing and mature perspective. I love, like, that's, I agree with you 1,000%.
Thank you.
I've been in relationships where, like, my ex went through my phone when I was asleep and deleted every photo of me and any guy that I'd ever like dated out of my phone.
Yeah.
Vacation photos, everything. And now that I literally don't have them anymore. And now I look back on it. Oh, I was on live today. So not only like pictures in your phone, whatever, but I've had ex-boyfriends' names tattooed on me.
Mm-hmm.
And someone asked me on my live today, they said, do you regret getting your ex-husband's name tattooed on you? And I said, no, absolutely not. I got it covered because it's not really appropriate anymore, but I don't regret it. I would do that for someone that I loved. And I think that's also an interesting perspective, because my ex also wanted me to cover like all the tattoos that I had for other men, which I understand.
Yeah,
I understand that. You don't want to fucking be dating some girl that has like Nick tattooed on her face, you know, like you don't want that. No. But like, I don't regret any of it. And I think, I don't know, at this point in my life, we all have a past, especially at our age. Like yeah. Everyone has been in love. We've all had something serious. And I think if you can't accept somebody for their past, I think that's very insecure and very strange. And some people are like, well, that's our boundary. I'm like, I think that's weird. I don't know. Like, you have to delete all the photos in your phone of, like, obviously, like you said, if it's a dick pic,
yeah, like,
there's no reason to have that.
Yeah.
But you guys went on a vacation together. Okay, how do you feel about someone that keeps pictures up of their ex on their Instagram? And you guys end up dating and they haven't like archived those photos or deleted them.
I think that one gets a little bit more, it's different, right? And I think
it's weird.
Yeah, it's the growing part. I think it's weird too.
Because that's public.
Yeah, well, and there's insecurity, right? And I feel like women, well, we all do this a lot. I'm not going to say women, but I feel like we tend to call insecurity something where somebody is trying to set a boundary and communicate with you. And if we don't really want to go through that fucking boundary, or we don't want that boundary, we attack somebody else's security right. with themselves, where it's like, no, I just don't like this.
Right.
And also, like, it's a conversation of like, you can't just attack somebody. Like yeah. you have to be like, hey, like, I really, like, you know, it's like it's a respect thing.
Yeah.
When you're dating somebody, everything's respect, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I would never do this to my partner. If they're here, if they're not here, whatever.
It's
like,
it's a mutual respect.
Yeah. I want them to look at me and know that I respect them, and fucking vice versa.
So if you were in a serious relationship and your girlfriend had pictures of her and her ex on her Instagram, would you want her to delete them?
On the Instagram, yeah. Or archive them at least, you know?
Yeah.
But again, like, this is where people, you gotta just don't, if you're not okay with the past, like if you're not, and again, like, I'm not saying to be, yeah, I'm fucking glad you did everything. You don't have to be that. Like,
yeah.
There's some things, like, we always talk about the celebrities and shit, and that really fucks me up. I don't know why. It's just one of those fucking things.
When a girl's fucked a celebrity?
Celebrity, fucking athletes, rappers. Like, it does fuck me up. But the weird part is I'm not mad at them, and I'm not mad at them for doing it. I think I'm more so, like, mad at myself because I get upset about it, so it comes out as me being frustrated. Yeah, it's an insecurity thing. For sure. You can't take away your past.
Yeah.
You shouldn't expect somebody.
It's hard.
The part, like, for me, the reason boyfriends don't piss me off is, like, at all. Like, I really don't care that somebody was in love before me. That's great. You know what I mean? I've experienced that. So that's okay. I think the celebrity thing is, like, what gets in my head is, like, when you really like somebody, when you really, really like somebody, you're like, I don't ever like to think that somebody got access to you that easy because of just who they were. Like, that
makes
me
sense.
Out. And then
I love that you just said that.
Yeah.
That's so much deeper than feel like the way anyone else rationalizes the situation.
Well, again, like, getting to that point, it took me so much of getting angry. And like, yeah. I would be like, you're a fucking slut, you're a hoe, you're a groupie. Like, I would do that. Like, I would say
you
shit.
You said
like,
that?
Yeah, I would say that shit. But I didn't mean it. I was just to the point of like, my biggest thing was like, I'm so jealous of this person's lifestyle because I can't do that.
Damn.
I can't do that for you. I can't fucking get you on a fucking plane. I can't get you a private car. I can't do that yet. And it's like, to think that somebody can, I'm like, do you ever, like, there's going to come a time where it's like, is life more difficult with me? Like, you can say you love me, but it feels like a pity.
Do you think that, like, really, do you think a lot of the reason you feel that way, though, is because that one girlfriend you had made, like, said
it wasn't just
that?
Her. Like, again, I can't even be mad at her, right? Like, I think.
I don't like her.
It's happened to.
Honest.
No, I mean, I love both of my exes to death. I think they're great people. Do you know? Just
I'm
didn't
a,
work
I'm
out
a
together.
Woman. The stuff that she said to you. I mean, look, maybe she's a better person now, but I don't believe that you deserved any of that. I think it was weird.
It's learning experiences. And again,
weird.
I wasn't perfect at the time either. So it's like.
I know, but I still think it's weird.
It wasn't just her, though. Like, you see it a lot. I think, and this is why, you know, when you go online and you see dudes just thrashing women, and why the red pill community, right? The Andrew Tate supporters and the Fresh and Fits and the whatever podcast, why you see guys going so hard. It's like, she's used up. She's this. And I'm like, okay, you're coming from a place of hurt, brother. Like, I get it. Because I was that guy, too.
Did you see the Andrew Tate and Bonnie Blue?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
She fucked women up. Like on a bad, like it was a really bad thing.
I was actually confused. I don't know a lot about Andrew Tate, but like he was all for her. Did you see that?
Yeah, but do you not understand what he did?
No.
He's saying this is peak feminism. He's saying that this, he called the masses like, this is what you want. This is your idol, right? Like
right.
You guys may hate her, but this is the freedom. This is the don't judge me. This is this. I don't like the way he did it, but he, and again, I'm not a fan of his, but
you understand what he was saying.
He's articulate. And I know why that grasps so many dudes. Because it's like, yeah, this is it. Congratulations. Yep. Like, you made it. This is feminism right here. You can't judge her. She's fucking 1,000 dudes. She's getting paid. She's doing whatever she wants. And she owns who she is. This is it. So he tried to flip the narrative. And he was like, yeah,
interesting.
Great. Completely support you. Absolutely. I keep talking. So he was trying to do it in the sense of, you're proving my point. Which was weird. It was a weird interview.
It was weird.
But again, I think she, when you get that to that, it is kind of a glimpse at like, you can't judge her, right? You're at a point of no judgment, no shame, right? You've gotten to that point, but you have so many people that are against what she's doing.
Yeah, but so, feminism has created that.
But the wrong kind of feminism.
Well, yeah, but
women were trying to vote and wanted equal rights and wanted to be treated with respect. And that's completely normal.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Than so, what a lot of people are wanting.
A lot of people just don't. Like the actions have consequences now,
mm-hmm.
and people can judge you, and it's okay because everybody has preferences. But again, don't date those people. That's where guys are stupid.
Right.
If you don't like that, don't date that. Like as much as hot as you find it, and as much as you fucking want to fuck it or whatever you want to do, don't date it. It's not your bag.
It's so crazy though that like 1,000 men actually like lined up to go fuck her. I mean, that just—I don't know, man.
It's. The depravity of man, and it's also like, again, that doesn't look good for guys. Both of those, Bonnie Blue and Andrew Tate, are the epitome of what makes the other side look terrible.
Human beings are fucking animals. I mean, think about all the laws that we had to put in place because humans were acting so fucking ratchet. Like, rape was illegal because it probably happened so many times.
Yeah.
Like, it's... The amount of laws that we've just had to put in place just to like regulate our barbaric sense of just being fucking insane. It's crazy. It's crazy when you actually think about it.
And again, we're getting to a point now.
Like, we're a horrible species.
Oh, well, I mean, we're just figuring it out, man. There's no good and there's no bad, I think.
I mean, there's some pretty fucked.
Oh, no. Like I'm talking about like rape and stuff. But it's like if you're sticking to.
Grape.
My fucking. Yeah. My one rule.
Murder.
My one rule in life, right, is if you lead with love.
My one rule in life.
This is why I don't talk serious. Hold on, for the people. My one.
This might be toxic.
My one life rule is if you do everything, if you lead with love, you'll usually not make you'll make a mistake, but at least you did it from a good place. Nobody leads with love with rape. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's leading with love with fucking beating the shit out of their... Knock it off. Knock it off. Knock it off.
What do you mean? I thought he loved me.
Yeah, so it's like...
That's why I got all these tattoos. I'm just kidding.
Trauma dumping right now.
I'm joking. I was never raped.
Yeah, it was...
fucked up.
Dude.
LOL.
Episode 8.
It's been a long weekend.
Episode 8 canceled. Yeah, we could talk about your weekend too. But yeah, I think again.
Oh, no, it's not that interesting.
Oh, yeah. Looked fun. Looked fun to
it
me.
It did? It wasn't.
It looked, I don't know. I saw you post something on the This Might Be Toxic page that looked like it was supposed to go on your page. And I'm like, oh, she's gone. I'm all, yeah, that's a big flub right there. Yeah, did not look like it had anything to do with our content at all. I'm all, that's cool, dude. We got a dog.
Why is it gone?
I don't know. I was like, what did we do today?
Wait. I did do that, and I realized that, and I didn't even go and delete it. Let me see.
No, it's probably gone now. It's definitely been over 24 hours.
Oh. Shit.
Yeah.
What was it, Dennis?
No, you were at a bar just eating fucking fries, and it was Kate, too.
Oh. Yeah, I was accidentally on the This Might Be Toxic page.
I had like 3 people text me like, I knew you were still drinking. And I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. They're like, I saw the podcast story. I'm like, what did I do? I'm all, what did she fucking put up with me?
I'm just ruining your reputation.
Are you going to do us in?
No.
Oh.
I just like to smell them.
I've cut down on them so much. I'm so
really?
Proud of myself. Yeah.
Do you guys know what cigarettes smell like?
Cigarettes?
Yeah. Have you ever smelled like a pack of cigarettes?
Tobacco?
What do you think it smells like?
Are you sure something doesn't smell like?
There's like nothing like it. Does it not smell like when you smoke it?
No, it smells like raisins. You've never smelled it?
Kind
I wish we had a pack of cigarettes
fucking raisins
right now.
Are you eating?
No, they smell like... Open a pack of cigarettes and smell the box of cigarettes when
I
you
will
open
smoke
it.
Smoke that pack. I'm
it
not
smells
buy
like raisins.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
Okay.
It smells just like raisins.
Well, give me some backup.
Did you ever eat raisins as a kid?
Yes, I did. I love Raisin Bran. That's my favorite cereal.
But like, remember the little red box of raisins?
Yeah, Sun-Maids.
Do they still sell those?
Yes, they do.
I should buy them.
How we got here, I don't know. I will smell a pack of raisins, and I'm gonna say, what kind of cigarettes did you smell?
Any cigarettes.
Oh. Did you have any fact to back that up, or are you just saying, like, subjectively, you think they smell like raisins? Or was everybody in agreement on this?
No, I just noticed myself, and I wanted you to know. Try it. That smells like raisins.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, topic number two.
Yeah, go
Let's
for
see
it.
What they say. Well, I want to be a little bit less raunchy on this episode, so I'm going to keep it a little bit more.
Oh, fuck. I wanted to ask a funny question, though.
Well, ask a question. Because I was going to ask you about phone sex.
Okay, we could do that. when was the last time you gave a hand job? Just a hand job. And when was the first time you gave a hand job? And what was that experience like?
Do you want to hear something fucking insane?
Yeah.
I've never given a full hand job.
Dude, who? Like,
I don't know how to do it, and it gives me anxiety.
Really?
It's
such a funny,
A blow job, totally fine. Any sex, I've never given a hand job to completion.
Yeah.
I've never done it. I don't know if I'm doing it right, and it makes me feel very insecure. And I'm like, this gives me too much anxiety.
It's such a funny pose. Like,
because
doing
it orally is sexier and easier because you're like, I don't know.
There's more connection.
It just, I don't know. I've never.
Not even in when you were testing.
I've never given a hand job.
Really? Just went straight to blowies, huh?
Just straight to it. They knew me by first. I'm just kidding.
Dude, that's how...
I only do that with boyfriends, too.
Yeah, that's
how... I don't give oral unless, I'm actually, with you. That sounds weird, because people might say sex is... I think we talked about this, but I feel like giving a blowjob is more personal than having sex. Because I think it's more degrading.
And Catholic schoolgirls would disagree with you.
Yeah, and Catholic schoolgirls also would take it in the ass because they thought it wasn't losing their virginity.
I've had a lot of, I'm saving it for marriage, but we can do XYZ.
I've never even done that.
Yeah.
That's also something I haven't done. Anal virgin and handjob virgin over here.
Yeah, I was young and I was like, oh, that's cool that we didn't
do
anything.
Scared.
So, wait, what was the... Yeah, that's
hand
what
jobs.
I... Well, that, but, that was what I was going to go into. With fingers, it always got weird because, figuring that out yourself is so funny.
Fingering a girl?
Yeah. Because we have to learn, you know what I mean? We're used to, with the
penis... I feel like fingering a girl is so much easier than jerking off a guy.
You have way more mechanics than we do.
No way. Huh. You just have to go like this.
No, it's not.
Okay, it's not like...
No. There's the clitoris, there's the G spot, and there's the A spot. And you have to know to go up, right? And then a lot of guys get the fucking, what's the method that they get? It's like the come here. Like, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to push up.
Oh, my God.
Because, don't get fucking scared now.
No. It just, I think about somebody with long nails.
Oh, yeah.
When you're going like that, I'm like,
yeah, it's scary as shit.
It's so scary.
When you do it for the first time, it's freaky.
Ew.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about long nails with that motion.
Yeah. I did a TikTok and I was like, you don't want to leave Cheeto dust up there. Like, you got to keep your hands just.
Cut your nails.
Yeah, cut your nails.
Cut your fucking nails.
Don't fucking put fucking your food from today up in there. But it's funny, doing it for the first time. I was just thinking about, girls with hand jobs.
When you fingered a girl for the first time?
Yeah, and, the noises, the... it's so funny to, get all that. It's strange. It's cool, but it's, for girls, it's just fun. How do you think we're more complicated? Just pump. You keep pumping, something's going to happen.
Is it supposed to be this motion?
It's really not hard. There's two directions, up and down.
Aren't you supposed to like give it a little? Like,
I mean, you can twist it. You can get fancy with it. Guys don't get fancy with it. We're not over there twisting. You can do like, there's twist motions. You can do two hand twist motions. Pepper, fucking like you're doing pepper. You can do the octopus too, where it's just the hand and it's just your fingers going up and down. And that's for fucking the elite.
I should have asked you about this sooner.
Oh yeah, dude.
I probably would feel better about giving a hand job, but I've never given one.
Yeah, there's like, I just think about the times I was getting hand jobs, and like there were some girls that were really good at hand jobs. I'm like, how'd you get good at this? Like, you have to give a lot of hand jobs to jerk me off better than me. Oh, like, I've been doing it for years.
Do you like them?
Like, I'm not going to pass one up, but it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, all right, don't touch it. Like, I don't know.
I'm not going to be like, don't do it.
Like, but you got like, I don't know. That was like one of the things I missed about being in a relationship. Like getting a fucking hand job at dinner or something was fucking great.
At dinner?
Yeah.
How?
You fucking under the table or something.
But in your pants?
In your pants, outside of your pants. Or like if she has a jacket, you put your jacket over and you're just getting fucking yanked.
Dang.
Yeah, nice little.
Where were you going to dinner at?
Oh, fucking Chili's. No, I'm just kidding.
Hell yeah, that sounds fun.
And Dollaritas get her frisky, dude.
Hell yeah.
No, I mean like it was just different places. Like you would go to nice places and try to do it because it was like covert, you know? Or you go bang in a nice bathroom because I'd be like, this is nicer than my apartment.
Have you ever banged on an airplane?
I tried. I mean, I don't want to call it banging, but I like got in. But I'm not first. I've never like, you know, I've flown first class one time, but that was because somebody died on my flight to Europe. So they upgraded me for free. And I was like, dude, that guy really saved me. You know what I mean? That was my airplane Jesus. He got me bumped up to first class. Dude, I woke up. We made a fucking U-turn in the middle of the Atlantic because this guy had a heart attack. Yeah. Yeah, this guy had a heart attack. So we literally were on our way to London and they U-turned in the middle of the fucking Atlantic and they're like, yeah, dude. And they're just wheeling him
so
out.
So you got the dead guy's seat?
No, I didn't get his seat. I was just like, hey,
what seat was that guy?
I don't know where he was. I just
it saw... must be better than mine.
No, they were so just rolling. No. I was like, hey, so he's not going to need that one, huh? You want to just fucking. You want to just let me get that one, bub?
Gonna have it.
No, I was like, I went Karen because like I got fucked up before the flight, and the flight what from LA to London is what 14 hours, something yeah. like that. So I wake up and I'm like, this is when I was taking Xanax. So I took like 3 Xanax and I got shit.
3?
Yeah.
Bars?
Oh yeah. Dude.
No.
You don't understand my Xanax tolerance when I was hooked. I was a fucking Xanax fiend. But so the
bars?
Plan was 2 milligrams.
Oh my God.
Dude, I was taking 9 pills a day at my most. I would do
Did you have a seizure?
Yeah, when I stopped taking.
Oh my God, I'm gonna throw up. I can't. Two. Okay, wait. Let's go back to the dead guy.
Oh, okay. But anyway, so for a 16-hour flight to London, whatever. So we, you know, how they have those little maps. I'm like, I've never seen a plane make a U-turn. Like, what route is this? And we're landed too, and we're not in fucking London. We're in Canada. We're like over like Goose Island or some shit. And
was it like the lottery? How did you get lucky number? Hey, well,
I was like, hey, so everybody was complaining and I'm like, I'm going to complain. Cause I'm like, dude, I was supposed to get fucked up, land in London, go about my fucking business.
Listen, I'm pissed someone fucking died.
No, I was just like, this is a huge inconvenience. Like I was just like,
imagine his inconvenience.
Well, he's not worried about anything. Well, yeah, that was a bummer. Cause his family had to drive to pick him up. He had to have somebody come pick him up in the States. Cause they couldn't let him die across seas, so we had to go back to Canada where the border was, and they had to put him in America since like you can't die.
So he died on the plane.
Yeah, he died on the plane.
Did you see him dead?
No, I was fucking gone dead. And I woke up and it was just they were rolling him out. They were like, yeah, fucking, he's gone. That's it for old fucking. Yeah, he never made it to London.
Clearly.
Yeah, but yeah, so I was like, what happens? And they're like, well, you know, we'll do.
Some guy peed on my dad on a plane to London once, no, or to Amsterdam.
It's something about fucking Europe, dude.
The guy was like a sailor. He got
just Popeye taking a piss on your leg?
He just pissed himself next to us. And
what's
I was
your dad
do? He was like, what the fuck? You know when they like, you know, sir, when they zip tie the fucking defiant person on the plane?
Wait, did your dad wake him up or just let him do his business? Your dad got a golden shower on a Ryanair flight.
I was 16 years old. We were going to Amsterdam to visit like my dad's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it was the three seats, and he was on the end, and my dad was in the middle, and I was on the aisle, and the guy was just, didn't speak English, passed out, peed all over, and it got all over my dad. My dad was just like,
I think it's funnier to me because I know your dad.
And he was just like, oh, for real? He's like, oh, for real?
Did he wake up? What happened?
He gets up to go to the bathroom and then punch someone on the face, in the face on the flight. The guy, and they zip tied him.
What a fucking rock star. Dude, that's some fucking...
My dad's like, aw, man.
I gotta go to the bathroom again. He just got up and punched somebody. Why? You were on this flight with him?
Yes. He went to the bathroom and punched someone in the face after he pissed himself all over my dad.
Bro, that's a gold medal of partying.
He was a sailor. And he hadn't been home in like...
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. He said he was a sailor.
Was he just... Like, is it fucking Jack Sparrow? Like, what does a sailor look like?
He's like, I haven't seen my family in 5 years because I've been sailing.
I don't think that's the reason he hasn't seen his family.
Apparently so.
What else do we
Dude,
got?
I can't.
What
I
was
can't.
It? What was
wait, but wait. So the dead guy, so how did you get the first class?
Oh, no, I just complained and I was like, hey, like, you know, fucking we're 8 hours late, you know? So the 16-hour flight.
I complained
like,
for somebody dying on this plane after I took three Xanny bars.
I mean, bro, like, fucking, I mean, I'm not mad that the guy died. It's not his fault. But the airline, you know, I wanted some compensation. Like, I was fucking like, dude, this 16-hour flight is now turning into a basically 20 fucking some hour flight. I was like, is there anything we could do? They're like, well, they're like free drinks, free fucking, like, we'll give you the free food because you know I have to order food on. They're like, so the food's free. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, well, like fucking, like, how do I get this time back? Like now I'm losing time in my Euro trip.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, we can bump you up to first class. And I was like, I've never been to first. I was a whore. I was like,
You're like,
Yeah.
I'm like, with your fingers, it's like,
First class, huh? Only reason I didn't buy it right now is because I just wanted to see how the other side lives. Yeah, but that was my first class, and it was so cool. I was like a bad bitch.
So you said you tried to fuck on an airplane?
Yeah, well, that going back, that was not first class. That was coach like a motherfucker, and it was just like, you know how small
Where, in the bathroom?
Are. Yeah.
But you guys got in the bathroom together?
Yeah, like I got in. Like we got in together, and like I got inside, but nothing, it was more of a wiggle than a bang.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, so that was not the best fucking experience. Private jet's the way to go, but I haven't been on those yet. This Ooh. Might be toxic, taking off. Support me and my dreams.
I don't like private jets.
What is with you in this bougie?
I'm telling you, here's why. They're fucking scary.
I'll take the fear.
No,
Taylor,
no.
You taking that fear? Private jet, you dealing with the fear?
They always crash. And the turbulence, I've only been on one, okay? It's not like I've done it all the time.
More than me.
Went on one jet from L.A. to Miami.
Yeah.
And I got so fucked up before because it was so scary. The turbulence is insane. It's scary.
I'll take the fear. I really don't give a shit.
No, fuck that. That is the last thing I want in my life.
Plane's going down, but I'm on a fucking king size bed.
Nope.
And I'd be like, what fuck?
I never want to go on another one.
I'll vlog the whole fucking way down.
Oh, fuck no.
It'd fucking be awesome. But,
Jet Suite's even scary. JSX.
Never done that either.
It's not probably like anyone can buy a ticket on it. It's just like a lot more expensive and it's a small plane and it's fucking scary.
Well, I wouldn't do that. I'm gonna go all or nothing.
No way, dude. If you're flying, I'm flying commercial. I cannot. It's scary.
I just want to do it once. I just want to do it once in my life. Say that I did it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about it.
Well, you'll do it.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
I believe in you. Thank Pimping you. You out till we get there. Mm-hmm. What else? What was the end of it? Oh, phone sex, but you didn't want to keep it raunchy. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we'll talk about phone sex the next time. Okay, let's get into... someone asked, What are you going to do if your partner says to you, I'm a virgin?
Why is that such a big question?
Have you got that question before?
All the time. It's huge.
Okay. Well, I don't know that I've ever met anyone that was. I don't think that would ever cross my...
I don't know who would be mad.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I get that question, and I'm like, who do you think would be mad that you've slept with nobody?
Especially a man.
Yeah, they'd
be like, you're my... The thing they'd be stoked.
The thing is, like, I guess they're worried about experience, and I'm like, you really don't have to worry about that too much. I feel like it's an irrational fear. Like, I can see why... If you were just
at 35, if you are meeting a virgin,
I don't know. Like, again, like, some people may wait for it and they want to get out into the world, but I'm like, for the most part, just tell that to somebody. I don't think it's a turnoff. I don't think I've ever met anybody that would be, like you said, I think guys would be stoked, like, in a fucking weird
way.
Well,
yeah, of course they would.
Yeah. So the lack of, I mean, there's nothing like talking somebody through shit. So it's like, guy's probably going to feel more alpha. He's probably going to feel bigger and like machismo, right? And then for, you know, not getting experience, like, if you're just trying to get out there and hook up again, like, just say it out. Just say it. Like, I think if you just say it, they're not going to expect you to go fucking crazy and twerk and do all these crazy fucking things. They'll be like, okay, I got it. If anything, I think it's a turn-on point for most people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, too. I just... don't think that would ever happen to me.
You think the same way with a guy? Like, if you were to meet a guy virgin?
I just...
For guys that listen?
I feel like the only...
Would you be like, aw?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I just don't see that ever... I don't think that will ever happen. It's like I just don't winning the lottery or something.
Yeah. There you go. It's winning the lottery.
Yeah, very strange. I don't know. What's on your mind, Jacob? Any questions?
I don't know. I just, like, I've just, like, growing into an introvert is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've been reading this book called Dopamine Nation, and it was kind of cool because I was, like, so weirded out because I'm like, am I depressed? Because I really like being home now. Like, not necessarily being home. Like, I like talking to people, but I don't like crowds. I get, like, I get really bad social anxiety. Not like to the point where it's like I can't be outside, but I would rather not. And then I was reading this book and they were saying that. So with introverts, right, like you can get these dopamine spikes like really easy. Mm-hmm. So like if I go to dinner with somebody or I just hang out at somebody's house, like I'm on 10. Like I'm like, oh, we did something. Where it's like if you hang out with an extroverted person, No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm fucking with you.
Well, I am extroverted.
I don't feel depressed. I think for me,
I get depressed. I'm not saying.
Yeah, it's not staying at home that makes me sad. I think it's more so like, fuck, is this all working out? Like, is this going to go well? That's like that stress. But for extroverts, right, you need a lot more to hit that threshold of like, today was a good day.
Yeah.
Like for me, it's like going on a walk or like if I go meet up with somebody just to have like lunch or like sit at the table, I'm like, oh, fuck, like I got like all that.
Yeah.
Where it's like if I'm like in a big crowd. Also, I feel like I have to keep entertaining. I've always been that way, which is weird.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I can't kick it, or if I'm not engaged in some way, like, people are like, who's this fucking weirdo? So, yeah, it just growing into that has been really fucking new for me.
Yeah, I'm up and down. It's weird because I wasn't dating when I first got here. Like, yeah. I had my one guy, and that didn't pan out, and then I really like didn't date. I didn't go on Hinge. I didn't do anything like that. And it's more recent, like of the last 2 months, that I've been opening up to going on dates.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, we've been on different paths. You know, you've been like doing your, I think, self growth, and I've kind of like been opening up a little bit more, trying to meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird, especially after. I've never had a hard time dating, but I think after being in the relationship that I was in, it's been so hard for me to like try to go back into feeling the way that I used to feel. You know what I mean? Because of how serious my relationship was. It's weird. Like you're in an introverted journey and I'm very much like trying to meet new people and stuff. So yeah, it's weird. I've gone on dates. I went on a Hinge date.
Yeah.
The first one, I've been on two Hinge dates since I've been in Nashville.
Yeah.
And the first one was just a friend. And then I went on my second Hinge date, last weekend.
I mean, I think it's good. I think the only difference is like, I like dating. Like, I mean, I think it's great. I think for me, it's just, I'm at this point now where I'm so afraid to, I know I'm an avoidant, like I'm learning that. So I know I'm an avoidant, and I know that I'm very fearful of, like, I don't want to do this again.
When was the last time you went on a date?
Holy shit. 9 months. And I think the last time.
Really?
Yeah. The last time I hung out with somebody that I really enjoyed hanging out with was, there was one time in Boston. I knew a girl that was living in Boston, and that was, like, really nice. Like, I actually got to hang out with somebody, and I don't do that often. And then somebody came to visit me, I think, like, 5 months after that, and, like, I got to hang out with somebody else. And it was – that was, like, the weird part, right? So it was – I got to hang out with them, and I think I just got, like, super – like, I liked this person. Like, I liked both of the people, and I just, like – it was hard for me to do that. I didn't like how I felt.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I was, like, being mean to one person in my head, right?
Because it was the two people at once thing.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, yeah. I'm really fond of this person, but this person came in and this was really nice. And it just was, like, this weird fucking... And then now it's, like, if I date, I'm like, I want to like the person a lot. And if I get into this liking... Maybe I'm just childish in that sense, because it just scares the fuck out of me.
It is scary, and that's why it was really scary for me to try to, like, open up. And, like, I don't use the apps, you know? They give me anxiety. The apps are fucking crazy. And then, yeah, I went out with a guy last weekend who we have a ton of mutual friends from LA, which was crazy. Like, of everyone you could meet on an app, it's so weird. I feel, and I think you said this to me, like, you find your people.
Yeah.
Is that what you said to me?
Vibe attracts your tribe.
It's weird.
It's like, it's so weird with the dating apps too, because I feel like everything's very fast. So it's like, as fast as you can like somebody, like, you can dislike. So it's like, when you talk about...
I know. That's fucked. I hate that. I hate having, like, an amazing weekend with someone, and it was felt so great, and then it doesn't turn into anything. It's just... then you fall out of it.
Yeah, you got to understand the culture too. Like, when you really look at it, it's like, I found this person in 0.5 seconds, and I swiped, and we liked each other, and we got into it. Yeah. So it's like, it's that fast that it can stop too.
Fuck.
Because I found somebody this quick.
I never thought about it like that.
I'm telling you, man, slow ascensions, it's one of the things I write down every day. So it's like, the one thing I'm grateful for is, like, when I feel like things aren't working out, whether it's my content or the podcast, or, like, things aren't going fast, I'm like, I really appreciate this slow rise, because when things do happen, we're going to appreciate it a lot more.
Yeah.
Because, again, with dating, it's like, okay, I'm going on 3 dates. And then, like, those don't work out. And we're so used to this rapid, like, fucking feels great for a weekend, gone. Feels great for a weekend, gone. We're so used to it. And you don't understand
that
the liking part is just as fast as the ghosting part.
And it's the access thing, too, you know, that we talked about before. It's like, you have access, like, and it's just as easy to be like, all right, you're to the side. I'm going to go on a date with this new person.
Yeah.
It's fucked. Especially, like, I feel like it even is crazier for men, because men have, like, are wired a little bit differently. To have access to so many women, how do you even, like, decide you want to be with one?
I'm too afraid of hurting people's feelings now. Like, I'm genuinely, like...
That's maturity, though. That's, you've matured. But you went through a phase, right, where it was like you had so much access and you were probably...
Yeah, I think now in this point in my life, I've had more access than I've ever had to be able to do stuff. And I think me not doing it is good, because, like, had I had this, like, 6 years ago, oh, I would have been fucking everything.
I know.
Any fucking thing like that got. So it was like, it was weird to get, like, a following base. And it's like, now I'm just kind of like, I'm not going to take advantage of this person. And I'm also not going to give. I like that I have the ability to say no. Yeah. Or to reject things. Like, not because I dislike it, but I'm like, this is just going to be something where it's going to feel cool for 2 seconds. But I do battle with my ego, too. I'm like, you're probably missing this prime, like, the dude brain, right? I'm like, you're probably missing this prime of, like, you could be fucking and fucking threesomes and do all this shit. And there's, like, definitely dude brain still in there. But then the forefront is just like, all right, man, like, but now it's not going to look good on you when you actually like somebody. So let's just go ahead and wait for that moment.
Yeah.
And fucking whatever. But it's weird. Definitely weird growing up. It's so strange.
Yeah, it is. But it's good that you realize it, because fucking there are men much older that don't come to that conclusion.
And again, it's an access when you get it too. And if life's just working out for you. I made a joke about that. I'm like, hot people are just hot people and rich people. There's two, like, they're just used to.
Yeah.
Life's probably just going to work out for them. Like, for the most part, like, you're going to have to hit a point where you're at a low. But for the most part, if that's what makes you happy and you, the flow never stops, you're just going to run. You're going to be high forever.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, why is everybody so shit? And I'm like, you keep fucking the people that you say are bad people.
Yeah.
So everybody that's good that's not getting a chance or not even being looked at, they're just going to try to act like the bad person.
Yeah.
Every dude's going to go to the gym, try to get ripped, fucking whatever the fuck, turn into an asshole, then fuck the hot girls that he wasn't allowed to. Women are going to get this body, this BB or whatever, and then get guys they couldn't before. And everybody that's just trying to be good is fucked. Not to say that people that don't look fantastic don't cheat and shit too, but
well, yeah, I also think that's just like a personal. Hi guys, so this is weird and random, but we did have to end up cutting the end of episode 8 because it was a little bit too heavy. So I'm recording this after the fact to just give an ending to the episode, but thanks so much for listening, and we will see you guys for episode 9.